I had a Mary and Joseph moment recently. I don't say this in a bragging way. I say this in all humility. My recent Mary and Joseph moment was similar to the biggest mistake that Mary and Joseph ever made. Before I tell you about my big mistake, though, let me first tell you how I got to the place of sprinting through a restaurant recently. About 3 weeks ago, I drove my wife Julie and my three oldest children, Journey, Faith, and Beckett, and our new baby boy Scott, to Fallen Timbers Mall. I dropped Julie and Journey off at a store and proceeded to park the car, lock it, and go with Faith and Beckett into Red Robin to order dinner for our family. About 10 minutes later, I see Julie and Journey walk into the restaurant. And the realization and the feeling hit me all at once like a ton of bricks. Oh no, I forgot my child. Of course, this is a sanitized church version of what the words actually went through my mind at the time. I then started sprinting through the restaurant, out the door, and to the car, only to find my baby boy, Scott, looking perfectly at home, still sleeping peacefully in his fleece-lined car seat. A feeling of thank God he's here and he's okay rushed over my body. Thank God I have a child that doesn't require his dad to be mistake-free before coming to find him. Thank God Mary and Joseph had their child Jesus, who didn't require them to be mistake-free before coming to find him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, thank God we have Jesus, who doesn't require us to be mistake-free before coming to find him in prayer and in church and in the sacraments. You see, we don't have to be living mistake-free lives before we come to find merciful Jesus. After all, a holy family is made up of human beings who realize when they made a mistake in taking a step away from Jesus, and they then turn around to take a step closer to Jesus and to one another. When the opposite of this happens, when we are separated from Jesus and from our family, this is when we usually make our big mistakes, isn't it? That's likely what happened in the story we heard in today's gospel reading. On their pilgrimages to and from Jerusalem, Mary and Joseph, like most of the Jewish people at the time, would have likely traveled in two separate groups, one of all the women and a separate group of all the men. And then the children could have gone with either of the groups of women or the group of men. This explains then how Mary and Joseph went a day's journey before they regrouped to camp together for the night and discovered that the child Jesus was missing. Then the frantic 3 days of searching began until Mary and Joseph found 12-year-old Jesus looking perfectly at home in God the Father's house in the temple in Jerusalem. When Mary and Joseph arrive back in the temple and find Jesus, we get to hear the first documented words Jesus spoke. Let's listen again to this dialogue between Mary and Jesus in the temple. Mary says, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And in response, we hear Jesus' first documented words. "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" You see, with the New Testament being originally written in the Greek language, Jesus' words here can also be translated in English as, "I must be about my Father's work." You see, Jesus was just doing what Jesus does, drawing people to himself, to God. This is what he came to earth to do. This is his mission in life. So it's clear what Jesus does, but what about us other human beings? What do we do? Well, we, much like Mary and Joseph, either move a little bit closer to Jesus or a little bit further away from Jesus every day. The daily decisions we either make to move toward Jesus or away from Jesus. So during this transition from one year to another, this is a great time to take stock of our spiritual lives. This is as good a time as any to see where our spiritual lives are at. And wherever our spiritual lives are at, to resolve to take one step closer to Jesus in this new year. Maybe the place where we find our spiritual lives at is a neglected place, where we haven't prayed as much as we should have over the last 12 months, or maybe we haven't gone to church or received the sacraments as much as we should have over the last year. These are all daily decisions that we make to either move toward Jesus or away from Jesus. There is nothing neutral to the soul in these matters. We make decisions every day about coming closer to Jesus when we decide whether or not to pray, when we decide whether or not to go to church, when we decide whether or not to receive a sacrament. Well, wherever we are at in our spiritual lives at this culmination of the last 12 months, as we begin this new year, let us resolve to pray, to go to church, and to receive the sacraments more than we did in the previous year. This is how we take a step closer to Jesus and one another, and in the process, become a holier spiritual family. By the way, before you sprint out of church to call children's services on the deacon, please show some mercy to me and let me first baptize my son so he too can be welcomed into our holy, God's holy family.